Right, so Brian, you played a massive part in what was a great game for 20,000 fans, but you left with nothing. How hard is that to take?
Look, it just depends if you're a glasses half empty kind of person or a glasses half full. I'm the latter. I think I don't think we lost today. We didn't lose momentum today. We certainly didn't lose the spirit and the heart of the 22,000 people that came along. Our intention is we'll play with that intensity and passion for the remaining four games, and two of those are going to be at home. So we want everyone who turned out and saw the boys play with such spirit today, we'd like them to turn out and keep supporting us. That's very important.
How good is it to be back? Because obviously, you know, the problems after the World Cup are well documented, and you obviously took some time away from the game, but was today and that crowd and the game just really show you how good it is to be back at Irish and back in the Premiership?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I owe London Irish a lot. They allowed me to go and pursue my dream to coach an international team at a World Cup. And you know, so that box has been ticked in my career, and I'm just really fortunate. I'm blessed to have been given the opportunity to come back and work with Toby and Mike. They're running a really good rugby program. They're supported by outstanding directors, and as I say, we've got a great home support, and I'm grateful just to have the opportunity to be working back in the game.
Without dwelling on the World Cup, because it's been talked about so much, but given what happened there, and obviously the leaked information afterwards, do you feel yourself as if you've got something to prove in rugby coaching? Is this why you've come back, to sort of try and prove maybe where your reputation took a bit of a hit around the World Cup, you're still top class coach?
No, I don't feel I've got anything to prove. I've been around this game now for 40 years, and I started playing when I was five. Played international rugby, coached in the Premiership for a long time now, coached at an international level, so I don't feel I've got anything to prove. I just feel I've got juice left, and by that I mean I think I've got something to contribute. And I genuinely have fallen back in love with the game again after a pretty rough period there after the World Cup. So, you know, as I say, I feel blessed to be given a second chance and to be at the club, you know, London Irish, a club I love. I feel doubly blessed.
And, you know, you're here in a suit. You're obviously going to be part of a, you know, off the field matters, trying to recruit ahead of the new season. It looks like you're going to lose Dan Bowden. Anyone in line to bring in to partner Thomas O'Leary at 10?
Well, Luke, you know, I think I've been at the club now 2 weeks, and I met Thomas O'Leary last Sunday. We signed him on Tuesday, announced it to the world on Wednesday or Thursday. So we don't plan to mess around. I think the squad needs four or five, you know, international calibre players, and that's my job. I've got to convince players to come to London Irish, and I think, you know, if they see the performance that was out there today, I think London Irish over the years are certainly, you know, since 2005, has been associated with playing an expansive type game, and I know that excites a lot of players. So it's not a real hard sell to get players to want to come to London Irish.